Well, there is, and you can use the plain old school glue stick, and that works well. And you can use hairspray to help make it stick. But if you're using PLA and it's not sticking, it could be the surface itself, because some surfaces are not designed for necessarily for PLA and PETG. And so sometimes they don't stick real well to that. But if you're using PLA, which most people do, make sure you wash that surface off with dish soap and water and dry it well and then retry. Run a calibration test and see if it works. KCBOA.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I guess I didn't. I'm doing PLA. It says PLA Plus, but I don't really know if there's a difference between PLA and PLA Plus. But I didn't really check when I bought it if it's compatible. I just assumed most are, so I should probably double check that. And I did do the kind of dish soap and water thing on it. There was another site I was looking at that recommended maybe a light rubbing alcohol to get some of the oils off. I haven't done that yet. So maybe before I do the other tricks, I'll try scrubbing it real well one more time and see if I can get some of these builds. I love making 3D, like the box puzzles that you can get. Kind of like, you know, they got different moving parts to try to open it. So I keep trying to do that one and it keeps creating spaghetti.
Oh, very good. And like I said, you know, that works. Regular glue stick, you glue paper together works, and hairspray works. So those things all help, as well as you mentioned, painter's tape, etc. Using alcohol, and you happen to print with PETG, you could have a permanent mess. It could permanently adhere, so you got to be careful with that. Back over to you, KCBOA.
Oh, good word. Thanks for the advice. I haven't done anything other than PLA yet. I've obviously looked at what's out there, but again, I'm pretty young into this, so just kind of having fun. I printed, you know, some replacement taps for my son's trampoline, you know, that hold up the net. I've done a couple of just little fun puzzly things, but yeah, still a lot to learn. And as time goes on, it seems like it's a never-ending learning curve. I look forward to some day where I can kind of design my own stuff and print it. So I haven't got there yet. I'm just got a lot going on, and at the same time, not enough going on. So I just need to get down there and do it.